Sitting here in Studio 1A with Austin's The Halfways, their debut album, The Interim, In The Interim, comes out tomorrow. There's a album release party attached to that that's happening at the Mohawk. Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm great. Let's start with the song.
See you. It's cool.
I'm sitting here in Studio 1A with Austin's The Halfways. I'm going to take a second to describe what I'm seeing here in front of me. I've got seven people in front of me. And first of all, you guys are at times all in this one sphere playing music together. And at other times, in your own different worlds, but vibing in the same universe, if that makes sense. Like, I'm looking at one part and you guys are all like, it's semi-unison, and then at other parts you are all facing different directions and playing completely separate things, threading this all together. And with seven people doing that come together, you guys have such control of that sound.
It's blushing here.
It's astonishing. It's awesome. And if I'm not correct, the keys in the back. Did you hit the strings of back at one point?
Yeah.
You actually hit the strings of the piano at one point, right?
Yeah. I don't know how it came about. We just one day it was like, oh, I wonder what this does.
That's awesome. So I'm sitting here talking to Dan Fernandez, and so please, can you talk a little more about all the incredible instrumentation on this album?
Yeah. Well, I was lucky enough to meet Adam right when I moved to Austin, like back in 2014. He's been playing street piano in South Congress, and so, you know, it all started when him and I started hanging out together. You know, including other different instruments. We sometimes get a cello. Calvin McCormack, whom I met at summer camp, like, you know, 10 years ago or something
awesome.
Like that, 8 years ago. He moved to Austin recently, and I knew that he had all these cool instruments. So I was like, we got to jam. And then, obviously, we have the core band here. But, yeah, I just love, you know, a growing list of collaborators and all different elements that other people can bring to the sound.
And if we can go back to Calvin for a second, can you tell us the two instruments that you're talking about?
Yeah, that's a vina and a harmonium. The vina is not to be confused with the sitar.
Visually looks somewhat similar.
Similar, but I've gotten in trouble with Calvin before.
And then we've got, what was the other instrument?
The other one is a harmonium. It's a mini harmonium. It's like a...
It looks like a piano, a mini piano attached to an accordion.
Yeah, and it's like air powered, and so he like pumps it over there, and that gives it the air.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so I'm talking to The Halfways. Their debut album, In the Interim, comes out tomorrow. There's a CD release show attached to that at the Mohawk. They're playing with Mantra, Love, Roses, and Casual Strangers. Man, let's just get right back to that great music.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
I'm here in Studio 1A with Austin's The Halfways. Their debut album, In the Interim, comes out tomorrow. They've also got an album release show tomorrow night at the Mohawk with Casual Strangers, Roses, and Mantra Love. I'm sitting here talking to Daniel Fernandez. Hey, Daniel. Hey, Dan.
How you doing?
I'm great. Can you introduce us to the rest of the band?
Yeah, absolutely. On the guitar is David Rawlinson, Calvin McCormick on the Vina and Harmonium, Taylor Catherine on the bass, Everett Bergstedt on the drums, the magnificent Adam Lozoya on the piano and accordion, and the equally magical Erica Evans on the keys.
Excellent. So last time we talked a little bit about the instrumentation, or a lot about the instrumentation on this album and with this group. Let's talk about the history of the group. This is your debut album. It's 2017, but the Halfways have been releasing music for 3 or 4 years.
Yes.
So, and last time you guys were in Studio 1A, there was a totally different lineup besides yourself.
Yes.
So fill in the gaps for us. Give us the whole story of the Halfways, if you will.
All right. Sounds good. I'll try to condense it into a few sentences. It started out when I was living in Miami in like my brother's apartment, and I just recorded the first, like, I guess you could call it an album, but it was very short. It was called Exit, and I just kind of did it in my room. It was a very small production. But after that, my friend Alejandro moved to Miami and joined, you know, we started a full band together. And then we started doing some shows there, you know, with a full lineup, and it kind of became a full band by that point. After that, we realized that Miami, you know, it wasn't going anywhere, because the music scene in Miami is not as rich as it is here in Austin. So we decided to move here, and we got a new rhythm section. And then we played with them until July of 2016, after which Alejandro, you know, decided to leave the band. And so after that, you know, things kind of like, you know, developed in a kind of strange way, and the other lineup dissolved. And by that point, I had already met Erica, and, you know, Adam and I had planned on being in a group together for a while. And so this kind of came, and David, of course, he's in another band called Roaring Sun, and we had worked together and played shows together. So it kind of came together like that. And then, you know, Calvin, it was more like by Providence, he just moved to Austin, and you know, we ended up playing together after like 10 years. And so now we've got this full lineup, which kind of like contracts and expands depending on the show. For this kind of special thing, we get the additional musicians to do, you know, the Vina and the piano, mm-hmm. occasionally a cello. And the core band is just us five. So David, Taylor, Everett, and Erica and I.
And are all five of you on the recording of the album?
Yes, the album happened. The reason it's called In the Interim is because it happened, you know, kind of in between lineups. And so I started recording these songs a while ago. And when it seemed apparent that the other lineup wasn't going to last much longer, I felt very strongly about pursuing these songs. And so the album has a lot of different collaborators. I believe everybody here is on the album. Taylor didn't play bass, but she also worked on other aspects of it. I think everybody made an appearance. Not fully, because the album wasn't recorded as a focused piece. It was recorded mm-hmm. over a long period of time. So his brother played drums on some of the songs. I played drums on like the first one. So it was kind of like a quilt or patchwork.
But it's here. It's done. Now it will be debuted tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's going to be a CD release party happening tomorrow night at the Mohawk. They're playing with Casual Strangers, Roses, and Mantra Love. More information all about that at mohawkaustin.com. Sitting here in Studio 1A with Austin's The Halfways, you can check out this whole Studio 1A session, including the third song. You can also check out the visual scope of what's going on in here. Our KUTX multimedia team has captured all of that. And instrumentation-wise alone, you really want to check out what's been happening here. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, our broadcast engineers, and Dietrich Gott, our studio booker. You're listening to KUTX 98.9.
Thank you, guys.